shower the news. Indonesian animated movie Jumbo has definitively broken the record to become the highest grossing Indonesian animated film of all time, with 5.4 viewers. Quoted from Edit.co.id, the number was recorded on the 20th day of its release, which was on March 31st, 2025. Following its domestic success, reported by Edit.co.id, Jumbo is scheduled to be broadcast in 17 countries starting in June 2025. The nations include Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei Darussalam, Russia, Ukraine, and the Baltic States. The government plans to optimize rice absorption to eliminate imports by 2025. Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono stated that Indonesia's rice production is abundant, in contrast to the struggles faced by the neighboring countries. Sudaryono on Sunday said during the first planting period, the absorption of rice and unhusked rice at farmer level had reached 1.3 million tons. Quoted from LRD.co.id, the deputy minister hoped by the end of April, the figure will exceed 2 million tons. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
the face. Come from the ground, feel up the space. I am the beans. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound? Listeners, Today Music Corner presents a song by Hanim Bia. Hanim Bia Kitanindya, so better known as Hanim Bia, is a talented young Indonesian singer born on February 21st, 2001. She just released her latest work entitled Obade Untuk Ibu. The song tells the story of a child's love, sacrifice, and gratitude towards a mother who always struggles selflessly. In its lyrics, the song describes how a mother often hides her tightness and anxiety for the sake of her children's future, as if everything was fine. According to Hanim, Obade for Mother is best listened to when logging for mother amid busyness, especially for those who are far from their mother. The song Obade for Mother involves a number of musicians in its production process. Aris Nur Iskandar and Tito P. Sunarbi act as writers and songwriters, while the music arrangement is handled directly by Tito P. Sunarbi. Listeners, this is Obade for Mother by Hanim Bia. Enjoy. That is not eco-friendly, going way to, well, some other ways like hydrogen and also electric vehicle. In Indonesia, we are trying to develop the EV ecosystem, but is it truly green? And how do we make sure that the EV ecosystem stays green? Here is the opinion of Agus Jambil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Center. We should say Muhammadiyah Climate Center.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite significant impact in the city where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it reduces the amount of emission in the city. If we look in the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources, for the car itself, which is we don't see it in a big city, like the electricity itself, how it's generated. It will be really great if the electricity is generated from green source, yeah. But at the moment, if you have to have a 64% of the power generation is coal-fired. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at on the supply side of the batteries, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment, on the other side of the world.
And for the full conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, you can listen or watch again on our YouTube channel, We Are Official, and the application RRE Digital. Welcome to Indonesia, it's Kalimat Shorty. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. So if you're going around Indonesia, especially Jakarta, those places will have a special discount. And if you want to try taking the MRT in Jakarta, it's gonna be, well, free for female passenger for today. Apparently, in MRT itself, they're not only for the Kartini Day on April 21st, aka today, but also on April 24th, to commemorate the National Transportation Day. We quote from rri.co.id, the head of the Corporate Secretary of MRT Jakarta, Ahmad Pratomo, said that this policy is part of the Jakarta government's in encouraging the use of public transportation. So, we know that on April 21st, all MRT, by using some electronic cards or even checking local apps, is free for women. But then later on April 24th, it will be free for all methods of payment, e-wallet, digital bank, and then credit card and other things. So we wish that more people will be able to go across Jakarta for free today, but not only today, but they will be more interested in using public transport instead of using their own vehicle.
How women are not specifically being put at, well, places that is quite stereotypical, that is very disrespectful for women. But I would like to have a discussion. We will have a story of a woman in military. And even getting to the UNIFIL trip, we have with us Regiment Medical Officer and General Focal Point, First Lieutenant Navy, Dr. Putri Rahayu. Hello, Dr. Putri.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You are joining the Gathering UNIFIL trip, so can you tell us the story about it, maybe starting from when you are enrolling into the military and then finally getting to the Gathering UNIFIL?
So, I joined the military since 2020. Yeah, since 2020. And then I prepared for the selection of Gathering UNIFIL since 2023, and I can go to Lebanon in 2024 until now.
Okay, so still in the troops. And what motivates you to join the Gathering UNIFIL?
Yeah, it's with patience. One of the things that motivated me to join the UNIFIL was I could contribute in an international world atmosphere with all the peacekeepers around the world, with main objective for maintaining peace and delivering humanitarian aid. It's strategic position in the international world to demonstrate our commitment to countries to global peace.
And who inspired you to enroll into Gathering UNIFIL? Is there any specific reason?
Of course, like this special day. One of my inspiration is Erin Asimbatini, because, yeah, we know she is a Japanese noble woman and a feminist educator who fought about gender equality in Indonesia, so that women's rights and education have been equal with the man.
And maybe without her, maybe you will not be able to join the Gathering UNIFIL,
right? Of course.
Of course, and we see the impact of her until today. So I would like to know when you are finally enrolling into the Gathering UNIFIL. As I mentioned in the beginning, you're Regiment Medical Officer and also Gender Focal Point. Can you share us, what roles are you playing in both Regiment Medical Officer and Gender Focal Point?
Okay, in this mission, as a doctor, I'm a Regiment Medical Officer to provide health services to local residents in Lebanon and, of course, to all the troops. And for the Gender Focal Point, as a Gender Focal Point, I support mainstreaming gender to advising, advocating, and
So it's related to the gender equality, right? Is it only to the fellow UNIFIL members or also to the people in Lebanon?
Can you repeat again?
Okay, so this role in Gender Focal Point in promoting the gender equality and also gender mainstreaming, is it only applicable in the trips or between UNIFIL members, or is it also to the people in Lebanon?
Yeah, this is for all. In our battalion, I can educate all soldiers that female and male soldiers have equal opportunities and responsibilities in this mission. And for the local resident, the Gender Focal Point have the... So I can ensure that we can interact with women and the children in resident Lebanon.
Okay, and let's talk about your mission in Lebanon. When you finally deployed to Lebanon, what was the first challenge that you faced?
Well, of my first challenge that I faced, of course, about the language barrier, because, yeah, almost all the local residents use Arabic to communicate, and we get a problem with this.
Okay, and how do you solve the problem?
In the evening, we get local assistants to help to translate from Arabic to English so we can keep interact with the local residents there.
And of course, you are working not only with women, but also with a lot of men. And the civilians might be saying that some stereotypical civilians might think that military, it is associated with mostly men. But now we know that a lot of female soldiers, women in military also play a very great role. And I would like to know from you, Dr. Putri, how do you feel to compete with men in military world?
Of course, my feeling to compete with men in military work is so very challenging. But I'm so very grateful because in Indonesia, National Armed Forces provide the equal support and opportunities to both female and male peacekeepers. So we can improve myself to be a professional military doctor there.
Okay, so let's talk about the Indonesian military itself. You said that there is no differences, different treatment between men and women.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so could you please elaborate a little bit more about it? I mean, how equal is it? I mean, so if I would like to rephrase it, so there is no discrimination against women at all in the military, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the one that you can get if Indonesian joins the Indonesian military. So I would like to know too about joining back the UNIFIL trips. What is the best thing that you can get in there?
Wow, so many best things that I get in this mission. Mm-hmm. We can share education about the basic health knowledge with the local residents, and then we can share knowledge with the other troops from other countries. And then the great things, we can teach our Bahasa to local residents, like from a Panji or Apa Kabar. And then we can teach our culture, like traditional dancing, in the cultural events like that.
Okay, so it's not only about your past, like as a regiment medical officer and also general focal point, but you are also a kind of ambassador in terms of culture and language of Indonesia to people out there. So
yeah.
It's very, very nice. It's very nice. And you said that this is your first tour to Lebanon until now. So to end the talk today, I would like to know, what do you want to say to all women in Indonesia and in the world to achieve their dreams?
Okay, in this special day, in Kartini Space, I want to say to all women in the world, especially Indonesia, you get to dream even if it seems impossible for now. Keep trying, despite limited failures, which don't give up on you, because I believe you can too.
Thank you. Dare to dream even if it seems impossible right now. Yeah, it is impossible right now, but it can be achieved in the future, just like Dr. Putri Rahayu. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Putri Rahayu, for sharing with us your experiences and your story about how you joined the military and also UNIFIL. We wish that this will inspire a lot of women, not only in Indonesia, but also the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is the regiment medical officer and general focal point, the first lieutenant Navy Dr. Putri Rahayu, and we can see that a lot of things is possible for women. I'm not trying to explain, but in Indonesian military, it seems that the chances, the opportunities are given equally between men and women. So Indonesian women should not be, well, doubtful when they want to join in the military. They will have a very good time. And not only military, but if you have any dream, please pursue that. Thank you very much. And you can listen again to this podcast, to this dialogue, on our YouTube channel, VOA Official, and the application, NRD Digital.
Voice of Indonesia. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat kawan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap, rasanya masih baru kemarin.
Indonesia, not far from Manado, a very beautiful place, untouched by a lot of people, the name is Likupang. Full story, right after this.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman bui ombak, menghirup wangi good life. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
With crystal clear sea water, fringed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjaran, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a hot land, some caves, and natural wells.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock a long time ago. The ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the Sumur Batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like a priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland. Right? When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has Sambana, Kalakamis Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Polisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savannah. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Polisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the Batuar stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
Polisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable. Especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Polisan are in very good condition. Because they are kept sustainable. Ben Hara said, Polisan Tourist Village forms a rescue team consisting of sand youths to preserve nature in Polisan, including its coral reefs.
Yes, so we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Polisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Polisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the 5 super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regents and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Polisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Karoncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Polisan Tourist Village head, Ben Harijarang, Karoncong Mama is the traditional music of the Polisan Village community.
Karoncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Polisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Floor Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do floor choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Karoncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Karoncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Karoncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatima, leader of the Karoncong Mama group, explained, now Karoncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Karoncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Karoncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable, because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Polisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list, so no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari dong, piknik ke Likupang.
go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast, especially related to the Heritage Kito, in which you can enjoy a lot of programs from all Heritage stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. Heritage Kito, the solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Bye-bye.